Hey everyone, welcome back to the Hellbound Podcast. That's right, we're off yet another hiatus since we keep taking them because both of us are like stupid busy. And when I say both of us, I'm Michael Chan, actor, supporting lead in Popularity Papers, and also a nameless lieutenant in two episodes of Star Trek Discovery on Paramount Plus. And my co-host is...
I'm Alex Blackburn, the founder of the Hellbound Horror Festival with Michael, and I've started a YouTube channel for some reason, and you can find that at youtube.com/@AlexBlackburnProducer. I've got another podcast with Michael's amazing wife called Slayer Talk, and yeah, that's all about Buffy the Vampire Slayer, so please check that out. So there's a lot going on, a lot going on at work, but creatively as well. And it's just focusing my ADHD at the moment because I'm trying to do everything and I can't do anything at the same time, and I find myself constantly frustrated. But there's a way to escape that. And Michael and I have been playing two parts of the spectrum of horror games. Something I'll be talking about probably in the next episode we record, probably not this one, we're going to focus on Michael's game. I've been playing Aliens Dark Descent, a strategy top-down game that's very much in the ilk of XCOM, 2K's XCOM, which is an exceptional game. But this one isn't turn-based. It's constantly happening, constantly moving. And after getting destroyed, getting absolutely overrun in the medium difficulty, I've changed it to easy. And I say that on one of the live stream episodes, I had to change it. Because it's far too difficult. I thought, right, I want to enjoy this. I want to enjoy the game I play. What's the game we're going to talk about today, Michael?
Well, let's talk about Diablo 4.
Yes, please.
So, yeah, this is the video game episode, it seems. Because I haven't watched any horror stuff lately. I've been super busy making horror. But anyways... Oh man, Diablo 4. I am in love with this game. I didn't know, I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't know if I would play it. Because I have been kind of... I've lost a lot of my love and respect for Blizzard as a company, obviously, due to the treatment of women. And it bothered me very much that they didn't seem to understand what they had done, and a lot of their attempts to rectify the situation just made it worse. But Diablo is one of my favorite video game franchises, and I do see small attempts here and there from Blizzard to at least try to make things right. So I decided to jump in and have a look. And I think for me, like, I was curious to know from Diablo 3 to Diablo 4, really, what could they possibly improve on, other than obviously just continuing a story, right? Because the question has always been, like, as systems get more powerful, is it just going to look better, sound better, or is there going to be more to it? And I think we're at a point where... it is very important for companies to understand that no matter how beautiful things look and how great it sounds and how many millions of voices you can have to populate a background, you need a combination of good writing and good gameplay to truly succeed. And I think I'm like halfway through. I'm very happy with this experience. Like, I am happy with...
Halfway through your first leveling up, so to speak?
Sorry, yes. I'm halfway through the story. I play slowly because I have two kids and I'm a special needs parent, right? Yeah. So it's very difficult for me to find time. So I'm only halfway through my first playthrough of the story.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I'm playing as a necromancer.
I was going to ask that actually. Yeah, great.
Yeah. And it's been fantastic. Like,
are you the kind of player that searches every chest, knocks down every wall?
Yes. I find I appreciate the amount of destructive environment there is. Like, it's not everything's destructible, obviously, but like, there's enough for me to just like shoot, my little bolts and stuff around. I love my skeletons. I love just sending them around to kill things. And but like, no, really, I'm, because I don't want to spoil anything, obviously. I appreciate the, I'm good with the system. Like the way the how you play the game. I don't know. I've heard some people are like, ugh, I don't like it. But I don't know. I find it intuitive. I think it's fine. I don't see a problem with the UI or the gameplay. I'm rather enjoying it. But for me, it's really about the story. And I found the graphical improvement from 3 to 4, Diablo 3 to 4, that I really appreciate is how your character, the character you made, is like how they kind of zoom into the for cutscenes, how they can actually incorporate the character into the cutscene. And but it's like as you're playing, all of a sudden it kind of slowly zooms in, and now it's a cutscene as opposed to just like a cut.
Oh, that's
So
cool. I like that a
it doesn't
lot.
happen all the time, but there are times when it like you're, it's just it it's just
It's is it
and
like what they do with the Uncharted games where they go from the gameplay into a cutscene like that?
I haven't. I've only played Uncharted 1, so I don't know. But I will say, have you looked at the remaster of was it Last of Us? Last of Us Part One.
Oh my God, yes. And
Okay.
some absolute bastard ruined the second one for me. So,
See, I haven't played the second one. I never finished the first.
well,
So, and
the
then.
stories are so good. I've got to say, that's why I'm a little bit dis not disappointed, but gutted that Naughty Dog are so focused on their, massively successful show, and Drakeman, the head of the company, is so focused on television because the games and the stories. Uncharted, I've kept my PlayStation 4 and it's dying on it's on its last breath now because of the games, and I've kept, they're the few I keep. I usually get rid of everything else,
Yeah.
and story for me is massive because I don't play online games because I've gone through periods of, so don't want to get too serious, but periods of like a depression of playing these shoot 'em ups or whatever, and I just want a great story. And that's what I loved about Diablo 3. That was the last boxed PC game I bought, was Diablo 3. And I absolutely loved it. And I used to play and talk to a friend of mine, like I do with you, about every time I'd go through it, because I want to finish the entire game with every single class. And that's the beauty of these games, isn't it?
It is. And I haven't even jumped into like because I'm so slow, I haven't jumped into like once you beat the game, you go back and play it. Like, how in Diablo 3 you had like seasons, and then you get new armor and special this and special that, and you just keep getting stronger, and then you play higher difficulty. I haven't even gotten to that yet, and I'm really looking forward to it once I finish the story. But I'm just saying, like, on its own right now, because I haven't done all that much really, if you think about it, I'm in love with it. Like, I love it. I love this game. And the story immersion, where you go, it's almost seamless into your cutscenes. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a lot more seamless. Actually does, I think this kind of upgrade, this kind of graphical upgrade, really helps with immersion. It helps build the story, so it's not as sudden when you jump into cutscenes. But I am also enjoying the story. I am very, very invested in the whole Lilith thing. So I just I love it. Like, I highly recommend, and this is again only playing halfway through the story on my first playthrough. I already recommend it because it's so much freaking fun. And like I said, I love the story.
What was the
You don't necessarily need to play the old ones. I mean, it would be nice if you know the lore and you've played the old ones, but seriously, you don't even need to, right? This is its own kind of thing. And you can kind of get an understanding of what's going on as you play.
That sounds great. I love the third one. I absolutely was addicted. I was literally addicted to it. What were you saying? You were saying something earlier about sending out your skeleton as a
Oh.
necromancer. What's that? Is that like a power move or something?
It's one of my it's one of my powers. It's I can raise skeletons from the things I kill up to a certain
That's
amount.
awesome. That's
I mean,
awesome,
I love doing that back in Diablo 3.
man.
Because once the Necromancer came out, that's I created a new character and played Necro. So that when Necro was available in this game, I was like, yeah, I'm starting with the Necromancer. Because last time I started with Barbarian.
Yeah, I did as well, yeah.
Yeah, so and then I played through and whatever, but then like I said, Necromancer came out, boom. I just had to try that and I fell in love with how that plays. There are some differences in Diablo 4 and how the Necromancer works, but it's not that it's not as it's not like it doesn't make me it's not a bad change. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
So and it, you know, it's a new. I'm relearning the Necro for Diablo 4, and that's fine. But it's a lot of fun, and progressing with the powers and just leveling up my character has been good. I think it's hopefully I'm making good decisions on the different abilities and buffs and all that that I'm putting on my character. But and then I don't die.
It's awesome, man. Yeah,
But yeah.
I am looking forward to it. It's going to be my next gaming purchase, and I haven't bought a game in such a long time. The last one I purchased, and I've still not played, is the Return to Monkey Island. And I've spoken to Jess about it, your wife about it, and it's something I want to kind of play through. And that's one of the reasons I started streaming, is because why not? If I'm playing it, all it is OBS, stop, press record, and that is it. And that kind of not pushed me, but I wanted to do a YouTube thing with like a wider range of content on, and filmmaking and lighting and all sorts, and streaming as a way of blowing off steam. And I think Diablo is definitely going to be on there at some point. Maybe like 1,000 episodes, though.
It would be very long.
Yeah.
I still haven't figured out how to stream my gameplay yet. I mean, I used to know. At the beginning of the pandemic, when I was trying to be a Twitch streamer, I figured it out, and then I just forgot it all once I switched over to TikTok. So.
A friend of mine was talking me through it the other day, and even though it's very small numbers at the moment, I'm purely sticking with YouTube, because that's what I'm kind of looking to put all of my content is going to be on there at some point. Stuff that we worked on, talked about, and I've got a few ideas for what I want to do with Hellbound generally, because I still want to keep the website, I still want to keep the content separate. But then when it comes to the show and Slayer Talk, I want to kind of bring it in-house and have it under one umbrella. But I just need, that time when you've got like a bigger idea and you
Yeah.
can't face going through the door and trying to map it all out. I used to create a lot of DVD menus, and to do that, you've got to know when you press this button, what happens and everything like that. It's like that with my content. I've got so much stuff. That I want to show and work I want to do, and talk through loads of different stuff. And streaming games is just one thing I wanted to do because I just enjoy it, not because I want to kind of gain numbers. I just thought I may as well do it. I create a lot of stuff online anyway, and I've had people reaching out through YouTube about my lighting for a music video yesterday. So like small stuff started to happen already. And I want to do an in-person set of interviews with people from Hellbound, and that's going to be part of this the Creative Connection podcast, which is a general overall podcast I want to do. And then
Nice.
have people on I've had before go and speak to. Do you remember that Creepy Jack horror film?
Yes,
I
I
want to go
do.
and speak to him. He's in Stoke, and that's not far from me. That's only like
Oh,
40
that would be
minutes away.
amazing, yeah.
I do a really cool interview. I want to do podcast off of my kind of cabin now. It used to be called Shed, then Studio. Now it's Cabin. But I want to do an in-person
Cabin
podcast
in the
about
woods, ooh.
it
Cabin in the woods, yes.
pretty much is, because you turn around, there's a big window and it's just trees. But I want to do my setup and shoot in there, and I've got other stuff, but I want to constantly create, but I want to have a kind of roadmap as well. It's difficult. It's Like eventually I want to do the whole meeting people from your neck of the woods about the films that they produced and Hellbound and everything. And, you know, it's,
that would be awesome too.
And there's an opportunity if I do go to Australia, depending on where he is, meeting Alex Proyas in his studio, because I've spoken to him directly about that. So it's just, you know, there's, it's just, yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, let's see if it happens. But yeah, there's so much I want to do, man. You know, and it's just, it's the time. And like Isolation Film Festival website will eventually divert to my site. You know, it's just mapping all out and the costs and everything. So, but in the roundabout way, I want to play Diablo Online as well, because I absolutely love it. But it's just time, isn't it? It's time suck.
It is. Ooh, maybe we can do like a well, your stream, but like we were both in it.
No, we can absolutely do that. I'm going to figure that out. We're absolutely going to do a
Hellbound team up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, Diablo 4 team up.
Oh yeah. Or yeah, if you've got it on the screen, I can stream your content or whatever. We'll do something.
No. I mean, you'll see my character on your screen.
That'll be awesome. Oh, I forgot about it. You can. It's actually with aliens. It's only single player. Yeah.
We can probably have both our voices in your stream too. No.
Got to do that. But I do my stream every so often. That's the thing of it. You know, I don't put, oh my god, do this every day. I just can't commit to that.
Well, I mean, I can't either. I'm just saying the way to do a stream, if I understand from some of my other friends who do Twitch streaming, is like, yeah, they'll it's their stream, but you see their friends on, like their characters with them.
Yeah.
And then they'll have them on Discord so you can get all their voices.
Oh, I've got to do that. Each other. That means I need to buy Diablo 4 now.
Yeah, you probably do.
I actually do. But I'll probably send you an email, or we'll chat separately about where I want, what we're doing to go and all of that. You know, like, yeah, it's just, mapping out is going to be like a weekend's of work or a few weeks of work or something. So,
all right.
But yeah. This has been great, Michael.
This was a fun episode. And I think it's a good welcome back to both of us. And yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening to us as always. If you want to follow our adventures online, we do have an Instagram, which is at the Hellbound Podcast. Oh, and we also sell merch. What's our website?
Our website is hellboundhorrorfestival.com. And nice. There's a store link right at the top, and it'll take you to our Teespring store.
So you can get both our sexy mugs on your chest.
I'm constantly seeing you in the mirror, Michael, because when I'm wearing that t-shirt, you and Nadia.
Oh, nice. Yeah, no, I wear our hoodie too.
Yeah.
So. Like, hey, it's Alex. I miss him.
I need to buy one of those mugs for Hellbound as well, because they're so cool in black.
I just had to order one of the shirts again because I need a large now. I've gained pandemic weight.
Yeah, I'm going through my Brando in The Score. Do you remember that film, The Score?
Yes.
Where he was just getting shot in close-ups. That's me at the moment. That's how I feel. Yeah.
All right. Again, Instagram at the Hellbound Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, harness the darkness.